They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet that you happen to reside. With me is the owner of a company called Twin Rivers Media. They are a publishing company. They publish several magazines, one in the dairy industry, another in the cattle industry, and another in the sportsman industry. That would be hunting and fishing. And for full disclosure, it is my friend Gail McKinney with Twin Rivers Media. And welcome, Gail, to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're making the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is you and I, for, again, full transparency, have known each other for decades. We have worked together. We have had all kinds of dealings together. You are a serial entrepreneur. I mean, you not only do you have Twin Rivers Media, but you have a retail establishment. You just keep on keeping on. But we're going to focus on Twin Rivers today, if that's all right with you.
And, yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you're in the livestock arena with some magazines, and there's a lot of folks out there that say magazines are dead, they're dying, nobody reads magazines anymore, it's all online. But tell us about American Cattlemen and American Dairy.
Sure. American Cattlemen is focused on the cow-calf producer in the United States. It's been around for a long time. Under different titles, but for the last several years, it's been called American Cattlemen. Subscriber-based print magazine with digital subscription through emails and website and social media. We try to, and we feel we do a good job of bringing information to the producer that they can make bona fide decisions on. There are magazines out there and resources out there that will provide them the detailed information on how to operate their herds and their ranches and their farms. We want to help them make decisions on how to buy that piece of equipment, those services and products. And so we do the same thing with American Dairymen, although American Dairymen is a shrinking and consolidating market, and it's a little tougher with that. But both our magazines are well represented. Editorial based, and we're proud of what we do in those arenas.
What about the issue of are you seeing more individuals transfer over to the digital aspect of American Cattlemen and American Dairy, or is the print still going strong with subscriptions?
Print is still going strong. We have seen a migration to social media. With social media, it's interesting though, because it brings in not just the bona fide producer and individual who is involved in the industry. It also brings in the casual person who maybe just likes the picture of a cow, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
And so you do have some of that. But we have maintained our circulation numbers. Information will show, and research and statistics will show, that 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds still use magazines. And so there's a little bit of misnomer out there, especially if they're magazines within industries in which they're a part of.
Correct. If they are, exactly. I've preached this for a long time. If your magazine is really pinpointing on a specific business or a specific industry, and it is industry-centric, you've got a much better opportunity to survive and thrive than what you do if you're trying to be a generalist.
That's exactly right. And I, what we look at, Michael, is we look at social media and emails and other ways and forms of delivery as additions to what we already do and additions to what we've already done. American Cattlemen, for instance, is we believe the largest social media platform for cow-calf producers in the world, with about 450,000 followers.
Wow.
And we use that to interact with that market. And we have seen, in all honesty, we have seen a tremendous uptick in our ability to market, sell advertising, and serve our clients through social media, especially Facebook. And I think, too, back to the age question, we realize You know, the average age of a cattleman, a cow-calf producer in the United States is on the high side of that 55. Dairymen probably a little higher. So the markets we serve are tend to have a higher age base than some other markets. That doesn't mean we don't have young people in the markets, but we understand who we're serving, and sure, we develop our products for that way.
Well, and that's another key issue. If you don't know who your audience is, you're flailing around. That doesn't bring a lot of eyes. Our guest is Gail McKinney, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of Twin Rivers Media. I will also tell you, for full disclosure, he's a recovering CPA. So I got to throw that in there because how you look at business, I think, is drastically different than other people sometimes look at business. The balance sheet, and it's not that it doesn't make a difference to others, but being able to look inside the numbers is so valuable, I think.
I, over the years, and I probably, we've worked together a lot. I've worked for you before, and you probably had the same frustration that others do. I had the blessing to be trained, I believe, as a certified public accountant, and be given an analytical mind, and fortunately can have what takes hours for somebody to produce and has to, in a few minutes you can decipher those numbers, yeah, and decision off of. And so that is a blessing. But as you know, I don't think you belabor that. I don't think you can, as a business person, get so absorbed in the numbers that you lose your way and lose what that passion is for your job. You have to make that decision and inform. You can't just belabor numbers.
I would agree. And I think that's one of the reasons you and I have been close friends and compadres in business and in our personal lives for so many years, because I get none of that stuff. Gail, what does this mean? All right, let's flip the coin here. Let's talk about the Iowa Sportsman magazine. This is a piece that's been out there for some time. I remember when you started it. This is centric to, hunting and fishing in Iowa. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it's everything outdoors we feel in Iowa, and hunting and fishing centric.
Tell us a little bit about that magazine.
We've had Iowa Sportsman in Twin Rivers since 2009. The magazine started, I believe, back in about 2008, and precursor to that about 1999 or somewhere in there, 2000. It was originally called Permission to Hunt.
Right.
We acquired the magazine. It was being done by a gentleman named Mike Rickard, and we wanted it to become a magazine that was not only focused on Iowa recreational activities, outdoor activities, but one that was produced by Iowans. And there are a lot of magazines out there, and a lot of people don't realize this, that there are magazines that call themselves Iowa-based that are not Iowa-based. They're published in publishing-centered meccas like New York and places like that, and then just stamped with a title. But we use Iowa-based writers. Our employees are all Iowa-based. We have offices here in Fort Dodge and Des Moines. We do have some outside salespeople who are Iowans, by the way, that are in Wisconsin. But that's important to us. We want people to be able to learn and read and enjoy information that is being produced by their neighbors. And so we believe we are the only Iowa-produced outdoor magazine, highly recognized. The Iowa Sportsman is loved by many. It's something that we're just really proud of here. We're a small staff. We labor to put it together, but our employees, it's more to our employees than just a job.
Gail McKinney, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the owner of Twin Rivers Media. We're talking now about the Iowa Sportsman magazine. Well, I can attest to a bit of the popularity of that magazine because I have been, and as you have, been a displayer at many trade shows all over the state of Iowa and beyond. And I've seen, I've been at your booth, be it at the Iowa State Fair or the Iowa Deer Classic or whatever it happens to be. And people immediately recognize the brand and speak glowing words about what is inside the magazine. So, it is well known. It's been out there for a long time. And I would imagine it does become a treasure trove of information for individuals, not only in Iowa, but in perhaps surrounding states that are interested in maybe coming to Iowa to enjoy some of the outdoor activities that we provide. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's very accurate. We have several subscribers from out of state. Our online products are used significantly by out of state hunters, fishermen, people coming in. You know, Iowa is known for its whitetail deer hunting, and the Iowa sportsman has heavy whitetail content. We see just a lot of outside usage of the magazine for that. Along with we produce a piece called the Iowa Sportsman's Atlas, which is, just think of it as a plat book about three times the size of a normal plat book that includes the waterways, the access points, the public hunting grounds, and things like that. So we see a lot of usage of those type of tools. We do have as advertisers and marketers in the magazine, that of course, people who are trying to steal our Iowans away to their places, to Minnesota and South Dakota and North Dakota and things like that, which is fine. We know that we have a traveling population that goes to other places to hunt and fish. And I think an important thing to mention is how much outdoor recreation is a part of Iowa. Mm-hmm. Some people don't think of it as that, but you know, the number of licensed hunters and fishermen is immense. Last year during COVID, and you mentioned before, we do have a retail store, which part of that store is an outdoor sporting goods store. We saw probably a twofold increase in licenses for fishing last summer. We were sold out of fishing rods and reels by about the 1st of July. We've never seen pressure like that. So the question was, will this increase in people going out and using the outdoors, which as I think if there is a benefit to COVID, was a benefit. People getting with the families, getting with the kids, and actually taking them outside and doing some things. We're seeing that continue this year. We're seeing immense pressure, again, on fishing products and early like turkey season products, people coming in with their children. And so I have great hope that what was becoming a concern, that maybe our generation and the generation following us could be the last generations to truly use our outdoor resources and take care of them. I think we are starting to see a better job being done by us and our children of getting new people introduced into Iowa outdoors.
Well, it all does make sense when you take a look at golf, for example, has gone up in popularity simply because, well, it's a social distance sport that you can do during COVID. It's outside. Hunting, fishing. I would imagine, well, I know people in the bicycle industry who have run out of bicycles because people are outdoors and doing stuff. And you would hope that would continue. Our guest has been Gail McKinney, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of Twin Rivers Media. We've been talking about the Iowa Sportsman magazine, also the American Cattleman and American Dairy. And we will have, of course, links to all of that up on the website. Final question for you, Gail. As we enter spring and summer here in the great state of Iowa, you alluded to this with regard to outdoor activities. I would suspect that you're, first of all, hoping that it continues, but secondly, what trends have you seen in this early springtime that would point to a continuation of people going canoeing or fishing or boating or whatever it happens to be out there that the Iowa Sportsman and your outdoor store caters to?
You know, I think the one thing that really stands out here in the last couple of weeks is kayaking. And last year we sold out of kayaks early on. And this year, starting first of February, we started having people come in and wondering if we had kayaks in yet. And not one or two. This is a steady stream of people you know, a town here in Fort Dodge of 28,000 and some, give or take. Our buying area, maybe, you know, like 100,000 people. But that one thing tells me that there are just an abundance of people that are going to get outdoors. Fishing licenses are heavy. Walleye fishing, of course, has started, and we're seeing pretty good pressure on that. Lots of families coming in with the kids. Lots of stimulus money being spent. A little more cautious, I think, on the spending of the stimulus money maybe than last year. Last year was people coming in and buying grills and smokers and griddles and all those type of things. A little bit more cautious on their spends. One of the things I think Michael probably ought to bring up is the, you know, there is a shortage of supply of most things. That, you know, in the news is the we at our store also sell firearms. It's not a huge part of our business, but we do sell firearms. That market is just way behind in the supply chain. Firearms, ammunition, even hunting rounds. We're told that our shotgun shells, we may be in jeopardy for shotgun shells come this fall. That's important because pheasant hunting, deer hunting being such a big thing, fishing products, some of the lures, some of the products are coming in very, very slow. I would just urge everyone, you know, have some patience, show everybody some kindness when you're out there and doing these things, but be a smart shopper and shop before you need it. And then you'll kind of avoid some of those things.
That would make sense. And also just a reminder to shop local whenever you can and support those small business people. Because it really does matter. And those funds, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, they stay in that local community and multiply. Gail, thanks so very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Once again, that's the voice of Gail McKinney, a small business owner as well as the publisher of not one but three magazines, American Cattleman, American Dairy, and The Iowa Sportsman. We will have links to all of those on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with this, Jeff Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, plus for Gail McKinney, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.